Blog Talk Radio.
Come on. We're going to celebrate and have a good time. Everyone, come on. It's a celebration. You're listening to Life with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally. Discover what the world has to say. Thousands of shows and millions of listeners. And did you know that the world is shrinking? And did you know without labor, laborers, construction workers, iron workers, nothing would be standing? The test of time. Labor Day is a celebration of all men and women who have dedicated their lives to defining their ingenuity, their skills, cleverness in planning an extravagant landscape. Iron workers, what a noble profession. Iron workers date back to the 16th century. From England, France, and Britain, and finally working its way to North America. It's a day to honor these men and women who are dedicated to making our world a better place by the beauty of it, the landscape of it. Man's quest for power and prosperity have fueled building developers' ambition to build ever taller buildings, soaring upward to the heavens. Buildings, towers that have defined cities, flavored with ingenuity, and then declaring their reach to spiraling heights of grandeur. Did you know that iron workers are a breed unto themselves? They're visionaries, co-creators of structures that without iron workers would not be standing today. The big John Hancock in Chicago topped out on May 6, 1968. The Empire State in New York opened in May 1931 and dominated the Manhattan skyline for 41 years. Under construction, the Freedom Tower in New York City and Chicago's newest, the Trump Tower. And the list goes on. I'm extrapolating this from the CD that's available about the history of iron workers. I have a special place in my heart for iron workers. By all accounts, I'm sure the experts, whoever they are, would agree that no way in the world would a gal from the classical world of ballet and haute couture, high fashion, find happiness with an iron worker. Don't you know you have nothing in common? It will never last. But wait a minute. Not so fast. Classics and construction do complement each other. Granted, I didn't see the comparison early in our marriage. Egads, it was tough enough to get to know each other, warts and all, than to try to figure out if we were compatible. The honest truth, I had my doubts about our so-called chemistry. Come on, didn't we all? But time and maturity prevailed, and here we are, on the brink of our 64th year. And they said it wouldn't last. I love my analogy on the classics and creative construction. Ballet, the art of body discipline, encouraging change, forming and molding the body. Iron workers, the art of creative construction, beginning with blueprints, following a disciplined path to achieve a work of art. Haute couture, the world of high fashion, exquisite, beautiful expressions, colors, the effect of many hours behind the scenes in creating, designing a mutual labor of love. Ah, iron workers. the beauty of their work buried, never to be seen by the naked eye. The pride and dedication is in the end result. Buildings, monuments, bridges, factories that stand the test of time. And now the celebration. The bow, bravo, acknowledging acclaim for a brilliant performance and fashion production. Hey, the topping out ceremony. After a construction project has been completed, let the party begin. Oh, she towers so high, just scraping the sky. What a momentous occasion. The final beam of the Sears Tower in Chicago was put into place 33 years ago. Number of Sears employees, construction workers, and dignitaries who signed the final beam, 12,000. Similarities abound in the classics and creative construction, and yet are worlds apart. The Lyric Opera House in Chicago, 1929, home to famous ballet companies and opera lovers. Oh, my favorite ballet, Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. The Pas de Deux, a magnificent tribute to the male dancers' athleticism and strength while performing a series of grand jetés. The swan's graceful movements are breathtaking and pay homage to years of arduous training. The Airy Crown. Built in 1960. The Global Dine, this is where global designers present their latest creations to the world. Glissade, gliding down the runway wearing the latest fashions with all eyes upon me and my possibilities. The Lyric Opera House. The Airy Crown, yet another testimony and witness to the art form and dedication of iron workers, carpenters, laborers, and construction workers. Together we created an interesting, complex life, but never boring. Best of all, we created three beautiful children, the youngest who's following in his father's footsteps. I just love it when Bob calls and asks, is Dad there? I need to talk to him. This gives Bill, Dad, who retired in 1991 from Indiana Local 395, a chance to go back in time to relive the glory days when he was just starting, the rush, the thrill of being able to guide Bob, to mold him into being the best he can be, worth ethics, integrity, taking pride in a job well done, being a co-creator of the work of art. What could be more rewarding? A day doesn't go by that Bill doesn't talk about ironworking in a profession he loved and still does, pointing out some of the jobs he worked on, specialty shops on Michigan Avenue in Chicago, Bridges Steel Mills in Indiana, Illinois. What memories! The Silver Fox and I continue to work out in the gym. We're both runners and cross-train with weights religiously. Currently, I'm a radio talk show host, reaching the world. From the airwaves to the highways, sailing the high seas as guest lecturer on international cruise ships to the skyways. On Memorial Day, we always fly to Denver, Colorado, to run the Boulder Boulder, a 10K race, a family affair. Hey, this is our 10th running. Move over, Seabiscuit. Yes, Virginia, there is life after 60. Retirement? Not even an option. In retrospect, ironworking provide a comfortable, secure life, and I wouldn't change a thing for the world. And listen, you guys, you could hoot, holler, and whistle all you want should I walk by. I will be so flattered. I salute all of you. I salute Jin Don Chin Chin. With affection and best wishes for 100 years of health and prosperity, the pleasure has been all mine. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Log on ironworkers.org. You're listening to Live with Kathy. And it is the Labor Day weekend. There is a little bit of doubt about the founder of Labor Day. More than 100 years after the first Labor Day observance, there is still some doubt as to who first proposed the holiday for workers. And you deserve it. You're brilliant. And you work so hard. And you're creating art. You're working with your hands and your mind. Some records show that Peter J. McGuire, General Secretary of the Brotherhood of Carpenters and Joiners, and a co-founder of the American Federation of Labor, was first in suggesting a day to honor those who from rude nature have delved and carved all the grandeur we behold. But Peter McGuire's place in Labor Day history has not gone unchallenged. Many believe that Matthew McGuire, a machinist, not Pete McGuire, founded the holiday. Recent research seems to support the contention that Matthew McGuire, later the Secretary of Local 344 of the International Association of Machinists in Paterson, New Jersey, proposed the holiday in 1882 while serving as Secretary of the Central Labor Union in New York. What is clear is that the Central Labor Union adopted a Labor Day proposal and appointed a committee to plan a demonstration and, of course, a picnic. How are you going to celebrate Labor Day? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. It's a powerful marketing tool and learning curve. What does it really mean? What does Labor Day mean to all of you? How do you celebrate it? Do you really take the time and acknowledge and say thank you to all of these guys and gals, the brotherhood and the sisterhood, who have made our world a beautiful place to live in? It's the creation of the labor movement and is dedicated to the social and economic achievements of American workers. It constitutes a yearly national tribute to the contribution workers have made to the strength, prosperity, and well-being of our country. How do you celebrate Labor Day? Why don't you email me, kathystudio@sbcglobal, and tell me how you celebrate. On the air today? I think there are going to be 8 million cars on the road starting today. Are you going to be one of them? The first Labor Day was celebrated on Tuesday, September 5th, 1882. In New York City, then in 1884, the first Monday in September was then selected as the holiday to honor and celebrate Working Men's Holiday. The idea spread in an 1885 Labor Day was celebrated in many industrial centers of the world and the country. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And it's brought to you by the Brotherhood and Sisterhood Iron Workers. Feel the energy. Iron Workers and Impact, Titanics, shaping and bridging the future. giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Do you honor them? Do you thank them? Why don't you? Over the weekend, if anyone is working, why don't you just stop and say thank you for your contribution to making our world an incredible Mecca for everyone to live in? Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of the construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To find out more about Impact and their contribution to our world, log on impact-net.org. And those of you that are wanting to be heard on the air, I'm asking you to email me, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, and tell me what your contribution is. But please do it via email. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Hoffman Estates Park District. Bored and lonely? Log on heparks.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our CPA. Have a little tax issue? ahtax@ameritech.net. And darlings, looks do matter. Don't tell me that looks don't matter. If you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. Stress, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body, leads to premature aging and even death. You'll find, hey, Ponce de Leon, I have discovered the secrets to the fountain of youth. And you can only get it by emailing me. It's an ebook and a soft copy. Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. I want to pay homage to another incredible, extraordinaire author, Edith Nam. She is a survivor. She wrote the book Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. A journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. Do you want to find out about her? Log on enamm.com. The book is available at amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. And, of course, you know, we all talked about, we just love talking about home-based businesses. Wouldn't that just be awesome? Do you want to be the creator, the CEO of your own home-based business? Log on to email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Now, when you're on my website, simplyageless.net, kathywatsonspeaks.com, be sure to click on the videos on Timeless Rhythms of Soul, and then click on the books. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, Choices, The Heart of the Lion, and 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. So we've all bared our soul. You see, we're all living longer and we're all in this together. So let's have a celebration. Not only this Labor Day, but celebrate every day that you wake up, because remember I told you, you have a place, you have a spot to fill. If you don't fill it, who will? Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Hello, Nebraska. How's it going?
Happy Labor Day, Kathy.
Well, tell me, Rhea, what are you going to do? What are you and the Bon Vivant going to do on Labor Day?
Well, you know what I was thinking? I was thinking we should have just a little toast to Bill because he was the embodiment of all of the values of labor, don't you think?
Absolutely. Well, I don't know if you heard the opening of the show when let me repeat this because it bears. Okay, I love it when Bob calls and asks, is Dad there? I need to talk to him.
He is on his way to Denver.
He's on his way?
Yeah, he's on his way to Denver. So, no, he's not here. He had an appointment for his... Yeah.
Well, dear, I just wanted to extrapolate the one paragraph, that if we want to truly honor his dad, who retired in 1991 from Indiana Local 395, a chance to go back in time to relive the glory days when he was just starting, the rush, the thrill of being able to guide Bob, to mold him into being the best he can, work ethics, integrity, taking pride in a job well done, being a co-creator of a work of art, what could be more rewarding?
Amen, sister.
Absolutely. And Poppy Bill just loved ironworking. Now, can you just hold? There is someone that has been waiting for quite a little while. Let's see. I'm either going to put them on or click them off. Can you hold?
Okay. Sure.
Okay. Hi there. You're listening to Live with Kathy. Who am I talking to?
So this
Hi, Kathy. I'll give you my... Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'll give you my full name. You're welcome to write it down if you'd like. It's Manny. Can I give you...
Manny? Email me what it was that you wanted to talk about. So now, Rhea, let's get back to a Labor Day celebration. Do people really grasp the foundation of Labor Day? Rhea?
Hey, Kathy, I just want to make sure that gentleman is no longer on the phone because when he was on the phone, I was on the phone on the same line, so somehow we were both on the same line.
No, he's not on. I clicked him off.
Okay, all right.
I asked him to email me.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, in my life, you know, my parents were very hardworking, and work. Our whole lives revolved around work, and there was very little leisure time in our lives. And so, you know, I think I think that's not the same for people. I think that now people have more leisure time. But
how do you think that came about? I'm not quite following you. How do you mean they have more leisure time?
Well, I just think that people, I don't know. As I look at the at 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds, they work is not central to their life. It just isn't. They care more about social. They care. I mean, it just is what they're going to do for a living, their careers. I mean, those things just don't seem to drive them. They have other passions that seem to drive them, and it does not seem to be centered around work the way it did in my youth and in my career.
Is it the technology? Is it all the internet and the feeling that, just live your life to the fullest and you don't really have to earn anything. just go on and just be as free as a bird. Don't they understand? All of you out there, men and women, there are women in construction that are paying homage to their brilliance. Aren't they? I am in awe of the construction workers, of the laborers that take pride in building a building, whether it's the Empire State Building, whether it is the local library. What happened to the pride of being part of the building of America?
Well, I think that those big corporations, you know, moved it out of America. I mean, we don't have those jobs here anymore. All of those jobs have been moved overseas.
Outsourced.
And yes. So, yeah. It's just gone. It's just gone. The shipping industry, the trucking, the construction, the steel workers, it's just gone. None of those. Detroit managed to hold on, you know, and so good for them.
Mm-hmm.
But
so this Monday, which is the official Labor Day, there will be parties, parades, barbecues. But do they really honor the guts and the glory that, I have to repeat this, the founder of Labor Day, some records show that Peter J. McGuire, General Secretary of the Brotherhood of Carpenters, was first in suggesting, I just love, now truly hear what he said. This is a day to honor those who from rude nature have delved and carved all the grandeur we behold.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get the CD, iron workers, what a noble profession. The beauty of their work buried, never to be seen by the naked eye. The pride and dedication is in the end result. Buildings, monuments, bridges, factories that stand the test of time. And I have to tell you something, darlings. If I don't know if you want a career or a job, but log on to ironworkers.org, because they offer opportunity, a new spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn, but you have to qualify. And let me tell you, the iron workers know how to party. The topping out ceremony, after a construction project has been completed, let the party begin. And I shan't ever forget going to the retired iron workers party in Maryville, Indiana. And we would drive there. And, of course, the men were always the guests of honors. It was amazing. They're still building their job. They never forget. And they go back in time and talk about the rush that they had. And that it was just a pride. They have such pride. And they also have tempers. They also have tempers. And it was amazing because I would just sit back and I would watch these retired men with the glory in their heart. And then you'd see the young iron workers walk in, you know, with their bulging muscles and their trophy girlfriends. But they have. Let me tell you something. The younger iron workers have a great respect for the retirees that paved the way for them. So I don't know how you're going to celebrate your Labor Day. Mine is going to be rather quiet. We only have 37 seconds left. And I just want all of you to be safe. Be in gratitude. Be in gratitude that the men and the women today, the brotherhood and the sisterhood, are alive and are making our landscape just glittering with hope, help, salvation for the entire nation. Rhea, thank you so much for calling in. Happy, happy Labor Day. Kathy Watson, au revoir.
Au revoir.